Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Look, I got to say it is infuriating. I'm 54 years. I've never seen an outgoing president behave with such utter contempt for the American people and the voters and democracy the way Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are doing. They know there was a clear mandate in November. They know that the voters want to change course. And yet Joe Biden is like a bitter old man saying, screw the voters. I'm going to stick you with terrible policies. And he's trying to do everything he can to tie the hands of the incoming administration.
Wow. I don't know that anybody could sum that up any better than Senator Ted Cruz did right there. When I read about this offshore drilling ban that the administration announced this week, 13 days left in office, and I guess he thinks he's going to somehow tie the hands of the incoming Trump administration. So we wanted to go to the experts on all of this at the American Petroleum Institute. Scott Lauerman is on the phone with us this morning. He's in media relations and the rapid response team there at API. Scott, welcome in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. What can you add to what Ted Cruz kind of summarized there? I mean, this is really an attempt to tie the incoming administration's hands, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Senator Kennedy summed it up pretty well. American voters sent a pretty clear message for their support for domestic energy development in the election, and yet the current administration is using its final days in office to cement its record of doing everything possible to restrict American energy. Our offshore waters, oil and natural gas development on our offshore waters are crucial to our nation's energy advantage, accounting for 14% of all of our crude oil production and just over 2% of natural gas production. So really a vast resource base there that this sweeping move is just cutting off.
We heard yesterday we were speaking with someone and she was saying she thinks that because he put this in place less than 30 days before Trump takes office, it allows for him to basically automatically rescind it without many challenges. Are you familiar with anything like that, like a 30-day window that's crucial here?
I think there are a lot of discussions going on right now on how this might be rescinded. I think you're probably referring to what's called a Congressional Review Act. But right now, our main focus is working with the incoming administration and Congress to figure out a way to rescind this, whether it's through executive action from President-elect Trump or through new legislation in Congress.
Well, Scott, what is the truth about, I heard Corinne Jean-Pierre say that the areas that they have redlined here basically are not known to have large fossil fuel reserves to begin with. How could she draw that conclusion?
Yeah, I didn't see the remark myself, but I think a good analogy here is you think back 20 years ago, people were saying the same thing about the Permian Basin. And now look where we are today. It's one of the most prolific oil-producing regions in the world.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good point. And, you know, I look at this and, We've seen evidence since Donald Trump's election here that world leaders are paying attention and they're traveling to the U.S. and they're already starting to change their policies or approaches based on what they know is coming. Is that true in the oil and gas industry? I mean, are they ready to start investing again? Are they already making moves? Are they still waiting till Donald Trump actually gets sworn into office?
Well, look, American oil and gas is a stabilizing force in world markets. As the U.S. has become the leading producer of both of those resources, we've really acted as the stability provider, even as we've seen all of these tensions, whether it be Russia, Ukraine, or the escalation in violence in the Middle East over the past 6 months. American energy has been there to really keep markets from going up as they traditionally would have, looking at the Libya crisis or some of the other historical events that really sent oil markets up. American oil and natural gas production have helped keep that volatility down. But we need smart policies in this country that encourage domestic production, not demonize and restrict it. So I think American producers are really looking to the incoming administration and Congress for that green light to really harness this abundant resource we have.
Yeah, well, and that can't come soon enough. I mean, I have talking about LNG and all of the different ways that this administration has really damaged the U.S. in terms of exporting that to other countries. I mean, do you think, and maybe this isn't something that's in your ballpark or not, but I've heard that that they may look at trying to restart the Keystone Pipeline.
I can't speak specifically to the Keystone Pipeline, but pipeline infrastructure in general is critical to moving energy resources around this country, especially during a time where we have increased power demand from all these AI and data centers. Particularly natural gas pipelines are going to be needed to supply all this new power generation that's going to be required over the next decade or so.
Yeah, very true. Where can people go to find out more about what you guys do at API?
Folks can go to www.api.org. We have our landing page there. You'll find a bunch of stuff on the offshore resources that we just talked about, as well as some other interesting topics.
Well, Scott Lauerman, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Good to get him on here. And boy, again, I'll say it a bunch between now and the 20th of this month, January 20th. Can't come fast enough when you see what this administration is doing. Listen to what the Louisiana governor said, because obviously this affects his shoreline as well and his economy down there. Go to cut 10, Carl, please.
Anger in our state as to that, it means a lot in regards to our economy and jobs. And, of course, the overall economic impact that has on the country as a whole. I mean, we have seen 4 years of constant inflation that has basically eroded the middle class, made the poor even poorer. And at a time right now, we're dealing with, extremely low temperatures. I mean, this polar vortex that has affected a great swath of the country. We see energy prices rising, and yet here we have the Democrats on the way out the door just sticking it to the American people one more time and just saying, don't worry, we're going to just increase your energy prices on the way out of the door. So, you know, I will be expressing to you my disappointment on that, but certainly I believe on the 20th when President Trump comes in, we'll be working on it, and our attorney general is busy getting the lawsuit.
Yeah, very true.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.